Hi, this is Steve Ide for the Research Bureau Angle. During the 2011 races for mayor and city council, candidates were asked about their stance on the single tax rate at virtually every forum and debate, but no one asked them about public safety policy. Indeed, most city councilors' positions on public safety remain largely unknown. But the fatal shooting in front of City Hall on November the 30th has provided a forceful reminder of how high the stakes are when it comes to city government's crime prevention policies. Of course, people don't debate policies that they are generally satisfied with, and according to the Research Bureau's annual public safety surveys of neighborhood watch groups, a significant portion of the public seems to be basically satisfied with the job that the Worcester Police Department is doing. For more than 5 years, over 50% of respondents have rated the quality of service provided by the Worcester Police Department in their neighborhood as good or very good. In 2010, this figure exceeded 80%. Now, you could say that that's just perception, but crime statistics also show that crime in Worcester is far from out of control. In 2010, Worcester's property crime rate placed it 7th among the 10 biggest cities in New England. Worcester had the 5th highest violent crime rate among New England's 10 largest cities. The violent crime rate in Worcester has been basically flat over the last 15 years, but property crimes have fallen dramatically. In 1995, there were about 10,000 property crimes in Worcester. In 2010, there were around 6,000, a 40% decline over 15 years. Crime in America as a whole has declined over the last two decades. According to the FBI, violent crime in the U.S. reached a 40-year low in 2010. Contrary to the popular belief that a bad economy increases crime, this downward trend has been unaffected by the recession. Both violent and property crime rates in America have fallen every year since the recession began. In Worcester, the recession has raised the unemployment rate and forced the city to lay off police officers. The police department now employs almost 100 fewer employees than it did 10 years ago, a 16% decline in staffing. But with the exception of burglary, which is slightly up, Worcester's crime statistics do not suggest that the city has become more dangerous during the recession. Common causes cited to explain why crime is down in America include the rise in incarceration rates over recent decades and more intelligent and effective policing policies. But no one really knows why crime has declined. This is an important point to stress because it highlights the fragility of the piece. If we don't know why crime is down, then we don't really know how to keep it down. Which brings me back to the shooting in front of City Hall. The lesson I draw from the incident, as well as from the FBI data, is that economic development and public safety are separate issues. This means good news and bad news. The good news is that recessions don't necessarily increase crime. The bad news is that you can't address crime through economic development. There is, at present, a palpable sense of optimism about downtown Worcester, produced by the millions of dollars in new investment and the cranes scattered across the horizon. But all of this surely meant nothing to the participants in the City Hall shooting. Other cities have been torn apart by tension between neighborhoods and downtown, even cities that have succeeded at downtown revitalization. The shooting laid bare to the general public the very real world of gangs and violence which exists in Worcester's neighborhoods, and demonstrated the limits of economic development policy. Even if downtown does come back, we cannot assume that this will help to alleviate any of the problems that have long plagued Worcester's neighborhoods. This has been Steve Ide for the Research Bureau Angle on AM 830 WCRN.